Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Oh, some prepare by reading all there is about each team, and others get themselves in shape by practicing a dream in which the school they went to, and whose sweatshirt they still wear, advances to the Final Four and sparkles while it's there. And some among us, patriots, go out and buy TVs as big as any billboard. That's not only going to please the fellow fans that they invite to join them for the madness, but also those who think by spending we'll achieve the gladness that lately has deserted us as stocks have hit the floor. That thinking, too much ain't enough, we gotta buy some more. Still others, holding notebooks full of figures, have on hand the tickets with which they can fly to that fantastic land where betting basketball's a lifestyle for the kind of life a better lives without his kids and likewise sans his wife. Each heads now for Las Vegas, where the point spread notwithstanding, he'll double-check his favorite bets again while he is landing, and never mind long odds against his winning at that game. He's hooked on March's madness, so he'll be there all the same. For those who'll stay at home, there is the trusty office pool, a pot that's often won by someone who's an utter fool regarding records, coaches, injuries, or even odds. They pick the mascots that they like, these addle-pated clods, or go with uniforms, the hue of which they might find pleasing. And then they get the money, and behind good-natured teasing from fans who have been studying the brackets all week long is anger and confusion over how they've come up wrong. So welcome March's madness, and the part in April, too. Without it, I'm not sure exactly what we all would do to take our minds off wretched news we're seeing every day about the stalled economy and jobs now gone away. The news we'd all be well advised to never take to heart, as long as we can all pretend that we are really smart for picking UNC to win, or UConn to get bounced, or Oklahoma makes the Final Four and then gets trounced, and maybe, if we're lucky, when the tournament is done and all the teams have lost except the one team that has won, we'll once again confront the daily news that's been so sad, and having no bets riding on it, it won't seem so bad.